Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. On May 24th, 1844, in a demonstration witnessed by members of Congress, American inventor Samuel Morse dispatches a telegraph from the U.S. Capitol to Alfred Vail at a railroad station in Baltimore, Maryland. The message, "What hath God wrought," was telegraphed back to the Capitol by Vail a moment later.
Watch as I demonstrate my telegraph. I will press this metal thing onto a metal plate. Notice how people far away may or may not be receiving a message from me.
Ah! Hey, Susie, are you bored here too?
Why did we come to this thing anyway, Tom?
I don't know, but I have really got to go to the bathroom. I think I'm going to use this guy's hat.
No, Tom, that's gross. What's wrong with
you? As you are aware, people far away may or may not be getting a message. If they are, they will hear me say, in beeps, "What hath God wrought?" If not, they may be standing around, bored, looking for something to do.
Look, Susie,
if he didn't want me to use his hat as a toilet, it wouldn't be so big. I'm going to do it.
Tom, that's disgusting. They made real toilets for a reason.
There are none nearby. Everyone's transfixed by this stupid machine. I've got to go to the bathroom now.
If the telegraph succeeds, people around the world will be able to press a small piece of metal into a metal plate and say things in beeps. Now?
Uh-oh, it looks like someone's going to go put it on. Let's get out of here, Susie.
Now I will put on my trusty hat, as it is time for me to end this telegraph demonstration.
I, Mr. Vail, from Baltimore, Maryland, judge this message to be filthy. What hath God wrought when he sent it to me?
And that unfortunate story was the beginning of the end for Morse code, which was decided to be a very, very filthy thing in general. Make sure that you, for your own part, dispose of your biological waste in the proper place, for example, a toilet, and not in another man's hat. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.